This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Parliament obstruction ends following Prime Minister's address to House of Representatives. Foreign Affairs Minister N.P. South says implementation of MCC will begin in coming August. Remittance inflow increases by 22.7% in current fiscal year in Nepal. And at least 41 people die as heavy rains lash North India. Now the news in detail. The Parliament obstruction ended yesterday following Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda's address in a meeting of the House of Representatives. Prime Minister Dahal gave clarification to the House over his recent remark in a book launching program. The head of the government clarified his remark over transport entrepreneur Sardar Pritam Singh was misinterpreted. He said that Pritam Singh was not in the position to lobby with India to appoint him as the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister, however, accepted that he made the remark in a public program that Pritam Singh had urged him to be Prime Minister during the treatment of his daughter Gyanu Dahal in India. He said demanding the Prime Minister's resignation without giving an opportunity to clarify the House was against the parliamentary norms. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Dahal sought cooperation from all sides for the protection and consolidation of the democracy. Prime Minister Dahal said he was committed to delivering justice to the loan shark victims. He also stressed the timely endorsement of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission Bill. The head of the government also underscored the need for dialogue to resolve the issues rather than obstructing the House proceedings. Earlier yesterday, a meeting of the top leaders of the three major political parties concluded with an agreement to end the House obstruction. During the meeting held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda had urged the major opposition CPNUML to allow the House to conduct its business. The meeting was attended by Prime Minister Dahal, Nepali Congress President Shahbahadur Dewar, and CPNUML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli. The UML was obstructing the House for the last few days over the Prime Minister's recent statement in a book launching program. Meanwhile, a meeting of the National Assembly summoned for yesterday was postponed. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat Secretary General Dr. Bharat Raj Gautam, the upper house session was scheduled for 11 a.m. yesterday and it was adjourned due to a special reason. Foreign Affairs Minister N.P. South has said Nepal wants to make the relations with its neighbours balanced and deep. Addressing a meeting of the International Relations and Tourism Committee, yesterday, Foreign Affairs Minister South said Nepal had to raise its concern itself for making the relations with both rising economies, India and China, stronger. Referring to the historical and unique relations with India, Minister South said open border, trade and transit facilities with India were crucial for Nepal. Likewise, Minister South reiterated Nepal's commitment to One China policy, adding Nepal would not allow its land to be used against its neighbour. The Foreign Affairs Minister also shared that the implementation of the US government-aided Millennium Challenge Compact MCC would begin in coming August. He added that the discussions were underway for the implementation of another project, the Belt and Road Initiative. The Foreign Affairs Minister informed that appointments of ambassadors in the vacant post would be made soon. He further said the government had decided to purchase 6 million copies of passports, enough for the next 5 years. Nepal received remittances of 1,112,052,000,000 rupees in the first 11 months of the current fiscal year. Nepal Rashtra Bank presented the data in the current macroeconomic and financial situation based on the 11 months of the fiscal year 2022-23. The central bank said remittance inflows increased by 22.7% in the review period compared to an increase of 4.1% in the same period of the previous year. In the US dollar terms, remittance inflows increased 13.0% to $8.51 billion in the review period compared to an increase of 1.8% in the same period of the previous year. Similarly, the number of Nepali workers obtaining approval for foreign employment increased by 46.6% and reached 459,415 in the review period. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has stressed the crucial role of artists in developing a work culture of discouraging corruption and promoting good governance. The Prime Minister made the remark while addressing the Pushpalal National Award handover ceremony, organized by the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation at his official residence in Balwatar yesterday. The Hetauda Bharatpur 220 kV transmission line has come into service. This transmission line is considered important for the smooth supply of power to Makwanpur and Chitwan, among other surrounding districts. The Hetauda Bharatpur section is part of the Hetauda Bharatpur Bardaghat transmission line project. Nepal Electricity Authority has brought the 73 kilometers long circuit of the 220 kV double circuit transmission line into operation. Over 200 young delegates representing 13 countries have gathered in Kathmandu for the Everest International Model United Nations EI Moon 2023, organized by the Youth Thinkers Society with the help of the US Embassy in Nepal. The five-day conference aims to empower youth to confront and address pressing global issues, including climate change, affordable and clean energy, gender equality, and cyber threats. The opening ceremony held yesterday featured Minister for Youth and Sports Dig Bahadur Limbu, the US Ambassador to Nepal, Dean Thompson, and the UN Women Nepal Country Representative Patricia Fernandez Pacheco. The present dignitaries emphasized the importance of youth engagement in global affairs. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. At least 41 people have died in 4 days in North India as heavy rains caused widespread flooding. According to the BBC, in the Himalayan state of Himachal Pradesh, landslides and flash floods have damaged houses and paralyzed life. A similar situation prevailed in the neighboring Uttarakhand, where water levels of several rivers have crossed the danger mark. Several states in India's northeast region, including Assam and Nagaland, have also witnessed heavy rainfall in recent days. In Assam, thousands of people have been displaced due to floods. 6 people, including 3 children, have been killed in a kindergarten stabbing in China's Guangdong province. AFP news agency has quoted police as saying they have arrested a 25-year-old man for investigation. The other victims are a teacher and 2 parents. Police have called this a case of intentional assault but not elaborated on a possible motive. The attack happened early Monday just as parents were dropping their children off for summer classes. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall with thunder and lightning at 1 or 2 places of Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Parliament obstruction ends following Prime Minister's address to House of Representatives. Foreign Affairs Minister N.P. South says implementation of MCC will begin in coming August. Remittance inflow increases by 22.7% in the current fiscal year in Nepal, and at least 41 people die as heavy rains lash North India. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.